Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's talk to the senior national reporter for NFL Network, Steve Weiss, friend of the show. Covered our Atlanta Falcons years ago and knows everybody around the league. Steve, thanks so much for joining us, as always. Mike and I are still trying to figure out where this Aaron Rodgers thing is going to go. And I said to Mike earlier, I said, do you think Steve knows anything? Do you know anything new? This is just kind of a wait and see, and he's you know, dropping clues and hints, but he's not doing anything.
Yeah, I don't know anything new. I think it is an assumption just based on the Steelers not doing anything and Rodgers not saying anything that it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when. But look, it's not done until it's done. So I think there's still that little bit of it's Aaron Rodgers. He's a wild card. But again, I think there's a feeling around the league and especially around folks close to the situation who think he's going to end up there.
Because, as you know, Steve, our only lifeline to get Cousins off the roster and make anything back on it, albeit maybe $5 million, would be if Pittsburgh couldn't consummate a deal with Aaron Rodgers. You still think there's any shot of Minnesota for Rodgers, or is that done?
I don't think the Minnesota thing is going to happen. I've got to excuse you for just a second for this background noise. I don't think anything with Minnesota is going to happen, but I do think that should this Rodgers thing fall through, that the Steelers and Cousins, you'll hear some conversations there. It's interesting, and I know we've spoken about it on the show, how, it seemed like there would be a trade market for Cousins. That clearly has kind of slowed for now, but I still think something will play out in that regard. At some point, there'll be an injury or something that'll happen that'll eventually move that situation forward.
Steve Weiss, our guest, senior national reporter for NFL Network. All right, so we were talking about this earlier, Steve, as well. The Browns apparently, OTAs, everybody's in OTAs. They're putting out stats for their quarterbacks to let their fans know how Flacco and Shador Sanders, et cetera, are doing. What do you make of this situation? How do you see it playing out? Flacco's the starter until when?
Well, first off, the Browns didn't put that out. A local radio station put that part out.
Okay.
So, but still, it's ridiculous.
It is.
I mean, the thing is, it is what it is. It's ridiculous. But I'm in car wash, too, so if it sounds like I'm in a tornado, that's what's going on. I'm giving you guys life in real time. I'm on my way to work, but my car is a disaster, so I've got to get cleaned up.
Right.
But, look, I think if they do it right, it's a fair competition. Look, Joe Flacco is familiar with the coaching staff. He saved their season and got them to the playoffs a couple years ago, and they frankly should have signed him last year. He was too popular, and they didn't want to create some type of odd dynamic in that room with Deshaun Watson still on the roster. So, look, I think he goes in as the favorite. We'll see how Kenny Pickett does, and we'll see how the two rookies do. It really is going to be intriguing to me the amount of reps that these young quarterbacks get. And you would think Dillon Gabriel, being a third-round draft pick, will get the majority of the reps between those two. So it's going to have to be up to Shador to really stay after practice reps and do something to the quarterback coach to get himself ready if he's not getting the necessary reps to show what he can do.
It's our man Steve Weiss. He loves L.A., Carl. Santa Monica Boulevard. Steve loves it. He's with us
right,
on the WaitForIt.com hotline.
Hey, I'm a, Right now I'm on Crenshaw Boulevard. So.
All right.
Steve, what do you make of T.J. Watt? There's a couple guys doing the holdout thing. Now with the CBA, you lose that money. So where's this going to go with the Steelers and him?
Well, he loses that money if he doesn't do it, if he misses out on anything mandatory. But so what the guys are doing now are the hold-in type of things. They're showing up so that he technically did a report. I think they'll eventually get something done with him. We'll see where it goes because he's seen where the numbers are. And I think that's why there's kind of a waiting game with Micah Parsons, with him, you know, to see who's got the money. Of course, T.J. Watt, does he want a longer-term deal, a shorter-term deal? We'll see. I think, again, they eventually get that done. He is part of the fabric of that organization, of that city. And the one thing the Steelers do, we've seen it with Cam Hayward and guys like that, is they take care of the guys who really identify with the city and with that organization. So I think that gets done before the season starts.
Steve, the NFL lost Jim Irsay, owner of the Colts. The succession plan, we always talk about this when situations play out. Do you know if his daughters are going to take over? Has anything been said about how this may look for the Colts moving forward?
Yeah, his daughters will take over. And the oldest daughter, Caitlin, who has represented the Colts multiple times at these owners' meetings and other league functions. She represented the club when he was suspended a couple of years ago. She will be the lead person, but the daughters will absolutely take over the organization. They've been very involved for almost two decades, to be honest. They got partnership stakes, I think in 06, somewhere before 2010. So, yeah, that's been well set in motion. And again, his eldest daughter has been involved in a lot of these league meetings, club meetings, so she understands the process. And you see that a lot with a lot of these organizations. Arthur Blank's son has been involved, in a lot of these similar types of situations as well. So this is nothing new, but it will be his daughter's.
Gotcha. They honored him at the Indy 500, by the way, Carl. Jim Irsay, when I was up there. Steve Weiss is with us, guys, talking NFLs. We're going around the league. We play the Dolphins this year here in Atlanta. Tariq Hill says he doesn't believe he deserves to be a team captain. Okay, there's some humility. Is that team ever going to win a playoff game as it's presently constructed?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow, that's an interesting question because, you know, a couple years ago, you know, Mike McDaniels comes down there. He's got all this panache, all this pizzazz, and everybody loves it. And now it seems to kind of run its course. But I do think, you know, they've got some coaching staff stability down there in terms of, you know, Anthony Weaver's coming back for his second year as defensive coordinator. He's well-regarded. You know, they've been really just decimated by injuries. I mean, look at the pass rushers, Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips, and everyone they bring in there to edge gets hurt. They have injuries at all these key positions. So it's hard to tell. You know, I think if they stay injury-free, they're a playoff team. But whether it's Tua, whether it's Tyreek, whether it's Jalen Waddle, last year their whole offensive line, Teron Armstead, like wiped out. So it's just such an intriguing notion with them. I mean, it looks like they're going to trade Jalen Ramsey, but there's still a lot of talent on that team. Mm. But you have to also say to yourself, man, the Patriots getting Vrabel, some of the moves they made, they're right. Going to be a much tougher out than they've been. And frankly, in that division, if you look at the talent on the Jets, the talent is there. The talent is there for them to be a playoff team at almost every level, every position. So the Miami's just an intriguing unknown, let's say, heading into the season.
Senior national reporter Steve Weiss here with us on Dukes and Bell. Steve, what about the buzz around Michael Penix? You've been around the league. People talking, I mean, it's real, yep. Right? It's real.
Yep, yep. No. People understand. You know, they see the arm talent, right? They see the ability. Now it's just a matter of executing. You know, can he handle a heavy load if he's got to come back because the defense is poor like it was last year? How will he be if he's playing with a lead when they could run the football? But trust me, people are like, yeah, this dude, we want to see what happens in game situations. But we saw it in college where he played in a ton of big games, right, and he won them. So can it translate? I think people are very eager to see. I mean, the book hasn't been written, but they're eager to see, like, does the arm talent, everything we saw in the few games last year and at the University of Washington and at Indiana, will it translate? And right now, I don't think anybody's looking at it with a lot of question marks.
We were talking earlier, Steve Weiss from NFL Network joins us, guys, a Prey car wash, that we were going to see Caleb Williams really take a leap this year because they finally got the right guy. Ben Johnson's got that thing built right. They've made the good additions. And then that comment comes out in the Wickersham book that his dad was kind of like, meh, and the whole team was meh about going to Chicago. Is this guy going to take the leap and be the guy we always thought he was going to be?
He's incredibly talented. I think he's a very humble young man. They went out and they got the pieces in the offensive line to protect him. That offensive line was horrible last year. His whole circumstance is horrible, right? This was like when Trevor Lawrence went to Jacksonville with Urban Meyer. Like, it's almost like last year you have to count as a redshirt year. So we'll see. There are players around him. I was with Ryan Poles, about 2 weeks ago, their GM. If you're real confident about this offensive line, now, once again, it's a matter of going out and executing. But Ben Johnson, an incredible offensive mind, but now he's the head man. And when you become the head man, you do less coaching and more managing. So we'll see how that works with him, too, because he's going to have a learning curve. But I do think that Caleb Williams has a better shot to succeed, and the Bears have a better opportunity to be better. Even though top to bottom, that could be the most challenging division in the NFL.
Steve, who's going to make a move, if they will, for Trey Hendrickson? Apparently he's dug in. Right. The Bengals are dug in. I don't think they're going to pay him. I just don't.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody else will right now unless there's an injury. He's a hell of a player, man. Mm. I mean, it's crazy. When we talk about great defensive players, ever since his last year in New Orleans, he has delivered with such consistency.
Yep.
And he's like such a humble dude. But, you know, you see the team's point of view. Yeah, you got 17 and a half sacks last year, and what, we won 4 or 5 games, scoring 40 points a game. But at the same time, if he goes somewhere, he's the type of piece that could put somebody over the top. I mean, think the Falcons, he couldn't help them.
Mm.
So I don't think anyone's going to make a move for him right now. But if it does get ugly, maybe someone steps up. The thing is, this is like the wrong organization.
Yes.
Because remember, Carson Palmer went, he said, you know what, I'm just going to retire.
They're so cheap.
And then he went through similar situations and said, I'm just going to retire. And he did. They fortunately had drafted Andy Dalton. But it just turns out the Raiders had a season-ending injury to Jason Campbell. Former Bengals assistant Hugh Jackson was their coach, and he gave up the farm to get Carson Palmer. So they eventually moved him halfway through the season. But this could be an ugly stare down because we know the Bengals. They have a history of staring down their players like this. So, again, another intriguing storyline as we go into camp because that Bengals team, we know offensively, they've got enough to win it all. But defensively, they've got enough to win 6 games.
Right on. Remember, Carl, they used to charge guys for their TVs at their camps?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, hey man, I hope your whip looks good, Steve.
Hey, it's clean now. I'm driving down Crenshaw, looking good.
Hi,
hey man,
headed into the studio with a smile on my face, bro.
Well, we'll be watching, man. As always, we appreciate you, brother. Senior national reporter Steve Weiss, friend of the show. Thanks so much, Steve.
Appreciate you guys.
Yeah, man. always. Yeah, it's unfortunate for Hendrickson because this is the time where you would think, hey, I produced, I'm going to get paid. Steve's right. Like that. And here's the other thing. They just made Chase the highest paid guy. They already taken care of Burrow. And Burrow's like, look, we can redo my deal or at least, you know, push some money forward if it's going to mean keeping some of these guys that we need to win.
They just, to me, they're the same argument against the Dolphins. You know, all that money. And the Dolphins defense wasn't bad last year, but all that money is on one side of the ball.
Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell coming up. Falcon Report will tell you the latest on the Braves who lost to the Phillies today, game one of two. But, Mike, what's coming up in Guy Talk?
All right, yesterday I kind of kicked a nerd's hornet's nest up with a viral video that's gone viral. I mean, we're talking gazillions of hits on this. Analytics, Carl, is a cult, and I'll explain when we come back. Also on the way, Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence are now in-laws?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.